Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze. Listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration, because by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that this may result in the removal of blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated in the summary of hadith, that person who recites durood, salawat, salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A question may arise in a person's mind as to what the following two blessed ahadith mean. The first hadith: kullu bid'atin dalala wa kullu dalalatin fin nar. Every innovation is deviation, and every deviation leads to hell. And the second hadith: sharrul umuri muhdathatuha wa kullu bid'atin dalalah. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, the worst of actions are innovations, and every innovation is deviation. Without doubt, both these blessed hadith are true, correct. In fact, the word bid'ah mentioned in these two ahadith refers to bid'ah Sayyi'ah. This is a misleading and evil innovation. And indeed, every bid'ah which contradicts or removes a sunnah is misleading. The detailed description of this issue has been clearly mentioned in some other ahadith. Therefore, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, with the reference of Jami' Tirmidhi, that the one who introduces such a misleading innovation, that Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are not pleased with, will have the sin of all the followers of that bid'ah without any reduction in their sins. In another hadith, our beloved mother, the mother of the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, man ahditha fi amrina hadha ma laysa fihi fahuwa raddun. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, the innovation that is not based on our religion is rejected. These blessed ahadith clarify that any innovation which contradicts the sunnah misleads people and is not based on the principles of our deen, of our religion, is a bid'ah sayyi'ah, a misleading and evil innovation. But any such innovation that helps people practice the sunnah and is based on sharia is a bid'ah hasana, which is a good innovation. Commenting on this hadith, وَكُلُّ دَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi stated, any bid'ah that complies with the principles of sunnah and does not contradict the sharia or sunnah is a bid'ah hasana. Otherwise, it is a bid'ah dalala, that is bid'ah sayya, a misleading innovation. It is necessary to categorize innovations into good and bad. in the present era. There are many such good innovations which did not exist in the first three eras, namely the era of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that of his companions alayhim wa ridwan, and that of the honorable successors, tabi'een alayhim wa ridwan. If such innovations are discarded, the existing religious system will not survive. For example, religious schools, Dars-e-Nizami, publishing copies of the Holy Quran and Ahadith books, etc., are all such acts that were not done in the first three eras and were introduced later. These are classed as bid'ah hasana, good innovations. The beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could have enforced all these acts during his apparent life, but Allah azza wa jal has given his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummah many opportunities to earn perpetual reward, sadaqah jariyah. Therefore, pious people introduced many good innovations that do not contradict the sharia in order to earn sadaqah jariyah and perpetual thawab and reward. Such good innovations enforced by the pious include reciting salat ala nabi and salam before the adhan, celebrating milad celebrations with illuminations, waving beautiful green flags and chanting slogans of marhaba in processions, Yarwi Sharif, celebration of Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, death anniversaries of saints rahimahumullah ta'ala. This process still continues. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawud Islami has also made its contribution to the introduction of good innovations in Islam by enforcing the slogans Udhkurullah, that is, make the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, and Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send salat upon the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In its ijtima'at, it is there, making the atmosphere pleasant by the sound of dhikr of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal clear any doubts or evil whisperings that may enter into our hearts, grant us the ability to understand our deen correctly, that bid'ah hasana, good innovations, are good for us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah azza wa jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you participate in the entire weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima commencing after Maghrib Salah every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel with the Madani Qafilas, with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn the Sunnah, and fill out your Madani Naamat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina. Then submit it to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani month. By the blessing of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, adopt the sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani Amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah akram, aisa kare, tujh pe jahan mein, ey Dawud Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al mursaneen. Jazallahu anna sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahluh. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and to travel with the Madani qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. Wallah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be kiso majboor ki. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyyi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.